الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، every one of us has two enemies. One is called Shaitan and the other one is called nafs. Shaitan is our outer enemy and nafs is our inner enemy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in Quran, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمْ عَدُوًّا فَاتَّخِذُوهُ عَدُوًّا. Then Shaitan is your enemy, so keep him like your enemy. Don't follow him, don't trust him, don't listen to him, because eventually he is your enemy. He may come in the form of a friend, that he is your well-wisher, but never. He will always betray you and he will always take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And two strange things about Shaitan are that, number one, he does not accept bribe. Suppose if someone is troubling you, so you feel, okay, if he wants money, give it to him so he may get out of my way. But Shaitan does not accept anything. His objective is to spoil our iman. So that's why he makes very long-term planning. He does not tell you what eventually he wants to do. Initially, he will just tell you what you feel, it is no problem. But you will start moving towards sin. With the passage of time, he will take you to a point where you will commit a sin and you will get the darkness of his sin in your heart. He has so many things to do, but he has only one thing to do: to betray us. He does not sleep, he does not take food, he does not feel tired. It's not a problem for him to go from one place to the other. So all the time he is just behind us to take us away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he looks to us, whereas we cannot see him. So if there is an enemy who can see you, but you cannot see him, and he is 24 hours behind you, so what a big problem. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once he was busy in jihad, so he got tired. He was so much tired that when he slept, it was a deep sleep. So he could not get up at tahajjud. But when he got up at fajr time, he was very much sad that today I could not make my tahajjud. So he cried, oh Allah, I wanted to make it, but my physical exertion was so much that I slept a deep sleep. It was beyond my control. So when he cried a lot, then next day he made his tahajjud. But after another few months, same situation came again. that again one day he was very tired. So he slept. It was really again a deep sleep. But then someone came and woke him up. Please get up. Make your tahajjud. So Amir Mahavir Alano was very happy. Oh, someone woke me up. Oh, he is very good. So Amir Mahavir Alano asked him, are you some angel? You are my well-wisher. He said, no, I am Shaitan. So he said that if you are Shaitan, you never tell someone to make the tahajjud. You are bad wisher, not well wisher. So Shaitan replied that I am still not your well wisher. He said, oh, you have woke me up to make the tahajjud and you say you are not my well wisher. He said, yes. Why? Then he replied, because last night, few months back, there was a night when you missed your tahajjud and then you woke up and you regretted and you cried a lot. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so much happy with you that He gave you the reward of years of tahajjud. And today you are sleeping. It was a deep sleep. So I thought, if you will go on sleeping and you will miss your tahajjud, again you will cry. And you will get years of tahajjud sawab. So I said, okay, let me wake you up. You will make tahajjud, but you will get the reward of only one night, not years of sawab. So still I am your bad wisher. The second enemy is our nafs. And the objective of nafs is just to enjoy. So he is always behind enjoyment. Even if it is halal or it is haram. He does not differentiate in between the two. Just like a small child. He wants toy. Whether it's costly or it's cheap, no problem for him. He needs it. Similarly, nafs wants to enjoy. Is that thing halal or haram? No problem. The objective of Shaitan is to spoil the iman. His objective is not enjoyment. He will not tell you to enjoy. No, no, no. You enjoy or you do not enjoy. But his objective is how to spoil the iman. So he can keep you in anger. He can keep you in shahwa. He can keep you in depression. So that at the end, you say something which is against iman. You complain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the objective of shaitan is different. Objective of nafs is different. Give your nafs halal enjoyment and he will be happy. No problem. So the objectives of both are different, but they are enemy. And sometimes they join together. So when shaitan joins together with nafs, then he becomes very strong. Himself, he is not strong. Because in Quran it has been mentioned, إِنَّ قَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. That the makar of shaitan, they are weak. So he himself is weak. But when he joins with nafs, so nafs is very strong. That's why in Quran it has been mentioned about a woman, إِنَّ قَيْدَ كُنَّ عَظِيمًا. So the qaid of shaitan are weak, but the qaid of a nafs, maybe woman or a man, so they have been said they are azim, they are very big. So that's why when there is a joint venture of shaitan and nafs, so it is a very dangerous opposition for the mu'min, because they are both enemy, so they can destroy the iman of the person. There is a difference in between the two, that shaitan only puts the thought, bad thoughts in the mind of the person. He cannot do anything else. He can just go on putting a bad thought again and again, a thought again. The thought of lust, how to fulfill lust, how to commit adultery, how to speak a lie. So he will put the thoughts of sin again and again. He can only do this. To buy the idea is our duty. We can ignore this thought. We can just start thinking about some good thing instead of thinking about bad thought. So it's our choice to respond to this bad thought, or we do not respond. But nafs is different. He insists again and again that no, I have to do this. So that's why shaitan is dangerous, but nafs is more dangerous than that. The way to get yourself protected from shaitan is to make zikr. Because this remedy has been told in Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. So whenever the group of shaitan, they attack a person, he should make zikr, so Allah SWT gives them the wisdom to get them protected. So the protection from shaitan is easy. Make zikr of Allah SWT. That's why we say that we should all the time make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wakufi kalbi. So when we will take care of wakufi kalbi, there will be no bad thought in our mind. So it's easy to get protected from shaitan. But nafs insists to get enjoyment. So its remedy is only to resist it. No other remedy. So whenever we have any thought to commit a sin, just hold yourself. Just resist this thought. Don't do it. This is the only remedy. So it means that whatever thought comes in our mind, we cannot do it. We cannot execute it. If it is according to Sharia, so that thought must be executed. If not, so it must be resisted. So this is the only way. So for shaitan, protection is easy. Make zikr, he will run away. But nafs is with us all the time, 24 hours. So to get protected from nafs is that whenever you get the thoughts of enjoyment against Sharia, just resist it. No. You want to see to some ghair mahram, don't see. You want to do something which is against Sharia, don't do. So to resist against the nafs is the only remedy. So that's why on the day of judgment, person, when he will see his sin, so he will say, "Oh Allah, I did not commit sin. Shaitan made me commit the sin." But then shaitan will answer, he will say, "Oh Allah, he committed himself. I just put a thought in his mind. If he wanted, he could ignore it. But if he did it, it is his choice." So even on the day of judgment, shaitan will say that, no, it's his fault. And then a person will be ashamed that I followed the shaitan throughout my nafs, throughout my life. And today, he is also saying that I am not guilty. This person is guilty.
if this is the case, why we follow the shaitan?
قَالَ لَا تَخْتَصِمُوا لَدَيَّ وَقَدْ قَدَّمْتُ إِلَيْكُمْ بِالْوَعِيدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, don't fight in front of me. Don't make arguments in front of me. Allah will say the person, don't blame shaitan. And Allah will tell the shaitan, don't blame this person. We both were disobedient to me. So that's why go to me. So that will be the result of this disobedience. Now, last point, that shaitan also puts bad thoughts in the mind. Nafs also puts bad thoughts in the mind. How we can differentiate? That this bad thought is coming from our nafs or coming from shaitan. There must be some litmus test. There must be some way to differentiate between the two. So our mashayikh, they explained it very easily, very beautifully. They said that whenever you get some bad thought of sin, you resist it. So if you resist it, no, I am not going to do this. Then after some time, a new thought. If you resist, then after some time, a new thought. Then just feel that this is from shaitan. Because shaitan puts bad thought in the mind. If the person is not willing to do, he puts another thought, second option, then third option, then fourth option. His objective is to commit any sin, not any particular sin. But the condition of nafs is different. It's like a stubborn baby who wants something. So when this thought is from nafs, then you resist it, but he will keep coming the same thought again and again, again and again. So if this is the condition, then you can easily make a judgment that this thought is from my nafs. So in this way, you can understand that who is attacking me, is shaitan or is nafs. Our Sharia is so beautiful, so easy to understand. Everyone person is not an alim. He does not know everything. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a small test. We can understand this is a sin or not. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he explains that if you want to do something which you are doing but you are double-minded, should do or not, should do or not. And then you don't want to do it in front of others. So that is a sign that it is a sin. The sign of sin is you don't want to do in front of others. You don't want that others may know it. So if this is the condition, it is sin.